This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This
King's
is the
College
WRKC.
Hosted its second.
I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the recent scholarship brunch on campus and this week's Senior Spotlight. We'll also listen to this week's edition of Music Mondays, hear part of one of the first days of spring football, get an update on recent Kings sporting events, and hear the forecast for the weekend. Student scholarship recipients attended the second annual scholarship brunch yesterday to give thanks to the donors that allow students to receive special scholarships. Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn was one of the attendees, and he gives us a look into a student and benefactor's gratitude for the college they cherish.
Scholarship brunch on Sunday in front of benefactors and student scholarship recipients at the third floor of the campus center. People told stories about where they came from and why they are here. One student in particular, senior Cameron Pinto, found comfort through Kings. He started his address by discussing his story of how he arrived here.
My initial reasoning for looking into Kings was that it was local, many of my peers from high school were attending, and my father attended as well. However, upon touring Kings for the first time, I learned it was the place for me. I had the pleasure of meeting Jim Anderson from the admissions office, who immediately took interest in me. He seemed genuine in understanding what I needed and wanted. The time I spent with him and the encouragement he gave me made me realize that the King's community was here to fully support me in my future endeavors. I soon discovered that this wasn't unique to him, but present throughout the whole community.
4 years later, he reflected on how important a liberal arts education at King's was to him. Then he acknowledged his biggest mentor, Rick Gasper of IITS Services.
I firmly believe that without the liberal arts environment at King's, I would not be the man I am today. My King's story would not be complete without mentioning the most influential person I've met here, Ricky Gasper. While working with the Student Support Services, I was presented with the opportunity to shadow Ricky in the networking department. I've been working with him for about 2.5 years, and I have valued every second of it. He's challenged my technical abilities and guided me to realize my future career path. More so, he's become a mentor and a close friend.
Benefactors also shared their stories with the people. One example was the one of Patrick O'Connor of the King's Class of 1964. O'Connor, the commencement speaker for King's in 2014, grew up in a family of 10 children. They were not rich, his father died when they were young, but they all wanted to go to college. He used his talk to reflect upon the King's mission of Father Connerton, the college's first president, and stress the importance of education.
What a remarkable mission the Holy Cross Fathers undertook. And as Father Connerton, the first president, said, which I think is still your mission, King's teaches students not only how to make a living, but how to live. And in my case, they taught me both in an exemplary fashion. But the cost of education is a great one. And the burden it imposes upon families and students is a great one. Yet the rewards of this education are self-evident. Thus, it's important for our colleges, particularly King's, to remain focused, to be affordable to those with limited means. And one of the ways we can help Father Ryan is through scholarships and through philanthropy, like the ones I received and which you received. And I want to thank the benefactors for contributing to scholarship and financial aid at King's, because it enables great students from this area and beyond to achieve a great education at an affordable price.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
From video editing and podcasting to comic books and superheroes, senior mass communications major Chris Natale does it all. News Director Katie Pugh sat down with the senior for this week's edition of the Senior Spotlight.
As May approaches, we'll be wishing good luck and saying goodbye
to a new class of King's College graduates. WRKC highlights those who have worked with us the closest. Mass Communications major Chris Natale will be one of those walking off the stage and into the world. Chris, a less than traditional student, described how he decided on King's the first time.
It's a long story, but basically how this all went down is that I, after, you know, going through middle school and going through high school, I said, you know, I want to go to another, like a Catholic college, like a smaller college. And I kind of stumbled upon King's because they were promoting themselves at my school. And I came here and it was very small, very accessible. They had so many different like helping facilities between the tutoring center and things like that, that I was like, I might actually fit in here and it might accommodate my needs as a student. And I signed up, I got in, I took the exams and everything, and I got accepted.
But the time wasn't right for Chris to really come so far from home, as he explains.
I was so excited because, you know, when you're a high school student, you're like, I can't wait to get out of my house. I can't stand being around my family for too long. I came here for my first year and, you know, I was a business admin major. Business is not my like thing. I really didn't like it that much. And I started to get a little homesick like most freshmen would do at this time. And I said, oh, I miss my friends and my family. And they wouldn't come up because it was a 2.5-hour drive from New Jersey. So it was tough for me. And I was talking to my friend and I was supposed to go to Seton Hall. And then eventually I went to Rider because that was, you know, the choice that my grandma made for me at this time, because she's like, I don't want you going to Seton Hall because of the area and things like that. And I said, okay, I'll go to Rider, try it out. I went to Rider and I was on and off Rider for like a couple years. It wasn't for me. I even changed majors to kind of figure myself out. I went from business admin to arts admin and business and the performing arts because I like to dance and things like that. Hip hop dance, obviously, for me, just because I love hip hop and everything.
Chris elaborates that Rider didn't work for him either.
I took classes there and it just wasn't, I don't know, it just still wasn't working for me. It didn't fit me. I wasn't happy. And something happened with one of my professors of my major, arts administration. He actually took a sentence out of my email that I sent him in confidence and it was messed up. He put it on Facebook and pretty much it said student withdraws within last possible second of withdrawal period and says that my teaching isn't conducive to his learning. And I thought to myself, I was like, I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm going to be professional about it. I'm going to contact the chair of the arts department and I'm going to tell them exactly what happened and show them the screenshot of the Facebook status, show him the exact sentence out of my email that he pretty much copied word for word. And it left a sour taste in my mouth because nothing was done. And I talked to my one of my friends the other day and apparently this guy got tenure and I'm just like, wow. After all that, and at my expense, and I was one of the students that he did that to, and I don't know who else he would have done it to, you know?
Timing is everything, and the time was then right for Chris to come back home to King's.
So I came to King's. I came back to King's after, you know, I worked 2 part-time jobs for a while. I worked at Houlihan's, and I worked at Brookstone. I worked at Victoria's Secret, stock manager guys. Yeah, don't get any wrong ideas about that. And it was tough. Working 2 part-time jobs really puts a fire under your butt. I gotta tell you, and coming home tired every single night, have to go to the same thing, do the same thing in the same place, the same people, especially when you don't love the job, it was tough for me. So I decided I'm going to come back to King's, and I came back to King's spring 2015 with my credits as a business management major. So any business credits I had transferred here, and they were the one college that accepted all my credits. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try King's out one more time. And it was the best decision I ever made. I came back and I realized, you know, business is not my thing. Again, I should have learned my lesson from Ryder, but I wanted to try it out just one more time to give it a chance. And after talking with Sue Henry, Dr. Scott Weiland, and Chris Atienza, a former student here that just graduated, and doing research on communications and all the classes they offer, I decided I'm going to try out this major because it might be the one for me. I love movies back in the day. I still love movies today. I said, I want to get into TV. I want to make TV shows. I want to make movies. And, you know, I got into this major and I worked my butt off. It was tough, but I eventually I found my place here and I'm graduating now. So it says a lot about me. It took me a while to find my place and I'm 24, turning 25 in May. And it was a long journey for me. And communications to me is like a family and just meeting the people that I met, taking the opportunities that I took. My resume is pretty stellar, if I do say so myself. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I've just, you know, I've taken any opportunities that have been thrown at me and I've done my best. I've been 110% in anything I do. And I have my own radio show now, which I never thought would ever happen. And I love what I'm doing. And I'm scared to go out in the real world, but King's has really taught me a lot. and give me a lot of skills I could use in my future career as a mass communications professional.
Now that Chris is almost done at King's, he has lofty dreams for his career.
I would want to go for one of the bigger publishers, DC or Marvel. That'd be amazing. Even if I was doing promotions for them or something, I know I would love it, and I know I would kill it because it's something I really care about. And just even on the side, even as a side job, I'd love to continue to be like a radio personality and just have my own show. Like, I'm building this Geek Week brand with Nick Rotondo, and it's become a big part of my life, and I commit a lot to it every week, even though it's only an hour a week on WRKC at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. A little selfless promotion there. I enjoy it. I love it. It gives me that time, that 1 hour per week, to be myself and really shine in what I know and what I love.
Senior Spotlights will continue Mondays on the News at 5. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Mondays bring us the latest and greatest releases of music around. Music Director Therese Rousedge has the latest edition of Music Mondays.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Rousedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. I am super excited to share this first sample with you today, and this one's from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their new album, Flying Microtonial Banana, which was officially released on February 24th of this year. Flying Microtonial Banana is King Gizzard's first ever experience in the microtonial tuning, which features intervals smaller than a semitone and not found in customary Western tuning octaves. Nothing is sacred in our Western music. Often hundreds of years of our music de-evolved to feature less emphasis on rhythm and more attention to harmonic imperfection. Our ancestors endeavored to create a system based on perfect fifths, yet we end up with a series of severely out-of-tune thirds and wonky harmonies. While Flying Microtonial Banana is jam-packed with some pretty interesting tunes, I'm just going to share a sample of my favorite one with you today, and this one is titled Sleep Drifter. When Lucinda Williams asks you to write more songs, you know you're on the right track. That's what happened to Gold Star's Marlon Rabenreither when he began trading the reverbs and fuzz of his earlier dream indie project, Sister Ruby Band, for slide guitar, harmonies, and organ. Early in his Gold Star days, Rabenreither was opening for the country legend, and she encouraged him to pursue his interest in writing. Up next, we have a sample from Marlon's side project, Gold Star, off of his new album, Big Blue, and this track is titled Blue Moon here on Music Monday.
Follow the martyr in the light of the moon. I could not keep up, I was following you down to the river by the citrus grove. A dream of
We're going to ruffle your feathers a little bit with this next tune. Upon first hearing it, I wasn't sure whether or not I liked it, but then after I listened to it a couple times, I just couldn't stop listening to it. It kind of has an old creepy house vibe that inhabits your subconscious. So without further ado, here's a sample of Riptide by James Raftery off of his 2017 album, Everything. You have just listened to Music Monday here on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I've been your host for today's installment of the program. If you enjoyed what you heard today, don't forget to tune in each Monday during the regular school year at 5 p.m. to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
Coming up next, we'll hear part of one of the first days of spring football, get an update on recent King sporting events, and hear the forecast for the week.
Which of these items would you want to consume on a daily basis? Antifreeze, floor wax, or house paint?
You're kidding, right?
They're toxic. It's something that humans should not be eating or drinking.
The truth is, 62% of medications purchased online are fake, and many contain these harmful ingredients.
So these are just frauds.
Pretty dirty trick to play on somebody. You're taking their money and giving them this.
I want to take medication to stay healthy, not make me a lot sicker.
And what do you think about this item?
That is a big bowl of nothing.
Many rogue sites sell prescriptions with little to no medication at all. The good news is you can find legitimate online pharmacies by looking for .pharmacy in a website's address.
So if I see .pharmacy,
it's legit.
Visit safe.pharmacy to learn how you and your loved ones can be certain the medications you buy online are safe. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Dr. Ham's dance party is going to make you sweat. Every Friday night at 8 on WRKC.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
WRKC intern Michael Palmer had the chance to sit down with one of King's College's returning starter, C.J. Curie, for part of one of his expectations for the upcoming 2017 football season and the first day of spring ball.
With the NFL draft coming up, and it's been months since we've seen Tom Brady win his fifth ring, there's only one question to be asked. Are you ready for some football? King's College football just began its first spring ball practice on Sunday, and the Monarchs have high expectations for the upcoming 2017 season. C.J. Curie, grandson of legendary Berwick coach George Curie, spoke to me about the potential outbreak in aggressiveness, ability, and aspirations for the King's College Monarchs.
The expectations are sky high for us right now. What we want to do is obviously, you know, win a MAC championship. We obviously want to avenge our losses from last year. We want to take it one game at a time, and that it not only did it not start for spring ball, it started November 13th after, you know, the last game at Wilkes, and coming into this next season knowing that, you know, 5-5 isn't good enough. And, you know, I think Ray Lewis is credited as saying, you know, are you okay with being mediocre? You know, so, I mean, what can you give today to make sure that, you know, this, you just don't go through life living 5-5? So I think that's the one thing that we kind of took as a team mentality going into the weight room this winter, is saying, you know, we got to work now, because those games in August and September, those games aren't won in August and September. You don't win a MAC championship just going week to week and, you know, living and dying, hoping that you could stay undefeated in the conference and doing those types of things during the season. You know, we know that we have to win it now. So us in spring ball now, we're just trying to be laser focused and knowing that every day you either get better or you get worse, and you never stay the same, especially in football. But that's the same in life too. You either get better or you get worse.
The importance of having an aggressive mentality starts in the offseason, especially in a grueling sport such as football. Not one player on the Kings roster is satisfied, and thank God football is back, because these Monarchs are ready to pounce and bounce back to compete for a championship.
Attack every day with just being competitive and just being laser focused on every aspect, and knowing that we have to get better now, and we have to get everything right during spring so that we can go into the summer working on what we know our weaknesses are when we won't all be together, so that, you know, we're not starting over when camp comes around. And I mean, once camp comes, we got to be, have already hit the ground running and, you know, going, working towards those goals that we have set for ourselves, because it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to do it. And those are the types of things that we're looking at right now.
The excitement of football coming back into season was seen yesterday, and the competition was great. However, Curie wants this competition and savage attitude to continue throughout the whole year. Practice makes perfect, and creating an atmosphere of people competing every day is an important factor to build chemistry.
Absolutely. You know, practice started yesterday at 4. I thought I got there early at like 3:35, and the whole team's already on the field warming up, running around. They got their jerseys on. Everybody's ready to roll. And, I mean, we went into the, you know, even stretching. Everybody was upbeat, positive. And, I mean, it's the first day of practice. Everything's going to be like that. And hopefully we can continue to have that same type of, you know, energy and aggressive when we're attacking these practices throughout the spring. But I mean, even when we're going through some drills and 7-on-7 drills, you know, everybody's working really hard. And I mean, the competition between offense and defense yesterday was outstanding. And I think that kind of proved, you know, where we're at as a team and trying to get better. I mean, the offense and defense is kind of coming after each other. Just one of those, you know, inner squad competitions. And, you know, you just got to love that. And afterwards, you know, we're all brothers. We all shake hands. We all, you know, say good job after. But, you know, when we're going against each other, just in that time, we're trying to make each other better. We're trying to jaw at each other, get in each other's heads. And it's fun like that. That's, you know, I think our team loves competition and we thrive on competition. And that's one of those things that I think is going to carry us this year is, you know, knowing that, you know, we're not just going to go in and go through the motions sometimes. We got to be the ones that come out fast, ready to go, and kind of punch them in the face before we get punched this time, and not kind of take things, but, you know, we got to deliver the first blow. And that's, I mean, I think that that's one of the things I saw from that first practice.
Stay tuned for part 2 of the start of spring ball Wednesday at 5. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Michael Palmer.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The men's and women's outdoor track and field team competed very well this weekend at Ursinus College. The Lady Monarchs achieved 19 MAC Freedom Conference qualifying marks. Alexis Stieber defeated 12 other jumpers to win gold with a new school record and MAC qualifying mark of 10.81 meters. Freshman Tara Johnson broke two new records in the 800 and 1500 meter runs. The men's team achieved 5 MAC awards. On Saturday, the Lady Monarch lacrosse team traveled to Lycoming in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Despite a great comeback attempt, the Lady Monarchs fell 12-9. Gabrielle Moroku and Anastasia Araviakis netted 3 goals apiece. The Lady Monarchs play at home in McCarthy Stadium tonight at 4 p.m. against Immaculata University. The men's lacrosse team snapped their 5-game losing streak with a 15-6 win against Bryn Athyn University. Junior attacker Brock Johnson became the 7th person in program history to reach the 100 career point mark with 6 points in the game. Brian Steiger, Sean Dickey, and Jack Camp netted 3 goals each. The Monarchs return to the field Wednesday at home in McCarthy Stadium against Marywood University at 7 p.m. On Saturday, the Lady Monarch softball team swept the doubleheader at Delaware Valley University with a 2-0 win in the first game and a 4-3 win in the second game. Junior pitcher Samantha Bloom went the distance, pitching 7 shutout innings, striking 12 batters out to earn the win. In the second game, the Lady Monarchs went to extra innings. Once again, Samantha Bloom came in relief and pitched the last 2 innings and earned her 2nd win of the day to improve to a 4-1 overall record on the season. The Lady Monarchs returned April 1st against Manhattanville College at home. The men's baseball team traveled to Doylestown, Pennsylvania this weekend to play Delaware Valley University. On Saturday, the Monarchs won the first game 5-3 and dropped the second game of the doubleheader 3-2. On Sunday, in the third game, the Monarchs had their best offensive showing all season long, scoring 25 runs to Delaware Valley's 5. Monarch first baseman Chris Rebar went 5-for-6 with 5 runs batted in and 4 runs scored. Left fielder Bruce Breithaupt also went 5-for-6 with 2 runs batted in and 3 runs scored. The Monarchs play Marywood University this Wednesday in Scranton. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now, the weather. Tonight, there will be late showers with a low of 47. Tomorrow will be rainy and a high of 68. And Wednesday will be partly cloudy with a high of 54. The annual Donald Grimes Lecture will be held in the Burke Auditorium at 7 p.m. tonight. There will be a Lenten Taizé prayer on Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. in the Chapel of Christ the King. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a magnificent Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.